we're now recording. And Charlie, I'm going to open you up first because this part of the call is actually about you. On Sunday's call, I felt somebody's breath shorten. Was it a shortness of breath?
Like shaking, like.
Oh, the shaking inside one. Yeah. And I could feel the person so clearly. And Sandra came in and went, "It's not someone on the call, it's someone on the recording." And do you want to tell everybody your experience when you were listening to the recording on Tuesday?
The second I did that breath, and then as I was breathing out, you said that someone's breathing like that, and to put your hand up.
And
I was like, it's me. But it was 2 days later that I listened to it. And
then
I felt like that.
Well, it's interesting because I felt it before, but I've never felt it so clearly. The feel was as if I was, you know, working directly with someone, and it was 2 days beforehand. Hang on, I just realised I've got Facebook open. How did that happen? Close that down. So... what's actually been, I've been doing stuff around time for a long time. Our Reiki 2 and our Reiki Master has, both has ways of working forwards and backwards in time. Kinesiology has a whole mini course on time, slowing it down and speeding it up.
And when we go back in time to fix things.
Yeah, we often go back in time to fix things. And my husband, Charlie's dad, when he drives a car fast, time slows down. And he's literally got all the time in the world to do... to react to things. And I've experienced that as well, only a handful of times, but gosh, they were incredibly exciting. Actually, there's a family story about that. I came in absolutely the first time it ever happened. I was actually driving a car, it wasn't with a horse, and I came in babbling with excitement. I just had the most amazing experience. Time slowed down and I could feel the tyres on the road just at the point when they were, you know, ready to, at the point where if you went any further, they would leave the road. And Merv looked at me funny and said, "Don't you do that all the time?" because he does it whenever he drives fast. And that's why we like to make sure he always has a good car, because... that's where he finds his expansiveness stuff. Yeah, and the same with Charlie's brother. He should always have a really good car too, because he does the time slows down when he drives fast stuff. It'd be good if he was a racing driver too, but he can't afford it. So here's the thing that's been happening with me since. I've had an absolute cascade of feelings about time, mostly forwards in time, working on Friday night, I damaged my knee. It's been an on-again, off-again thing. I've quite a few times thought I'd fixed it permanently and then damaged it again. And I was grinding bone on bone on Friday night and Saturday. And after the call on Sunday, bone on bone is incredibly painful, I might add. And then after the call on Sunday, I decided to, in a quiet time, sitting in a quiet time, to see if I could feel forward in time to when that knee was healed. And I could. And I got up with no pain and no bone on bone anymore. It's not completely over. It needs some more work, and Carolyn and I have actually been talking about that today. It's one of the things I'm going to read out to you from her. What else have I done? Oh, there's just been so many things. I went forwards in time to see about manifesting owning our farm again. Let me just drop in a bit deeper, because this all sounds like no big deal, and I've literally been bending time ever since Sunday. And I laugh when I call it bending time. I'm going to open Sandra up. She's the master of time. Here we go. One of the ways, this is another opportunity for us to celebrate our differences, because your experience of time is quite different to mine, isn't it, Sandra?
Yes and no. There's a lot of stuff. I wouldn't call myself the master of time, no. It's just more of a realizing that so for me it was actually experiencing being in that infinity space. So therefore you got the understanding, well, there's no beginning and there's no end. And we are eternal. And then it also made sense that time's just an illusion, because if there's no beginning, no end, what exactly is time? And obviously, knowing from various stuff, you can go forward, back, and wherever in time anyway. So,
Sandra, I am laughing at you. I have got to say, I'm laughing at you, and I'll bet there's a few other people on the call laughing at you too. Because it's like, no, it's not. It wasn't a big deal. It was just when I was in that infinite expansion, in that infinite time. Well, I guess it is no big deal when you can do it that easily.
Don't ever anyone make themselves wrong about time or something else. Like, don't say, well, it can't be because, like, as I say, like Jenny started off this morning, being able to feel someone on the recording. I was like, well, that's what happened. So don't make yourself wrong about, because you could have discounted that. Okay, I just don't know where that's come from.
It would have been really easy to go, oh, I've made a mistake.
Yeah, I actually felt that you felt like you were making yourself wrong, and that's why I thought, no, I better just let you know, it's probably someone on the recording.
Yeah.
You could sort of just see, and Karen, I know now how much those, you're in the space when you listen to any recording anyway, so.
I have had the experience of being quite sure somebody on the recording is going to be listening to something and feel something, but the feeling last Sunday was intense. It was the most intense I'd ever felt it. So I've often had a feeling of I've had numerous experiences of being sure that time is not linear, that it's not in a line, that all time is happening now. It's not as been as expansive necessarily as, oh gosh, I've got to be careful. My experience of that has been different to Sandra's, but I've often had something happen, like a near accident. I had a couple of near accidents quite a long time, well, about 5 years ago, and there was an absolute knowing that in another time that accident happened. And there was this enormous gratitude that I'd done it differently this time. Yeah. So that was my kind of experiences of deja vu. Carolyn's is incredibly interesting. She's moved into a new place over the last few weeks. It's like she wrote, it's like the present is together with the past and the future in a sphere around me. As if all the time of my existence, actually, I'm just going to mute you for a second, Sandy. There's some weird rumbles on the line. As if all the time of my existence has melded together. It shows up when I try to think of when something happened or when somebody said something or when there was an event and I can't get to a linear time frame. It's just an experience within me and it happened at some point, either just now or this morning, yesterday, last week, last year or even years ago. The future time has also been showing up more and more, so I can't tell if it's already happened or if it's going to happen until the thing happens sometime later and I know that I've already experienced it. The linear line of time is still there, running through the time sphere around me, but it's blank with all the events having flowed into the sphere around me. Thinking more on this, I'm able to get a sense of linear time in relation to when I was a baby or a very small child, as I can feel the smallness of me physically. For example, tying my shoelaces for the first time, having my nappy changed, and hearing my mum talk about me teething to the neighbour as I lay on the counter looking up at the overhanging cupboard, and then feeling the cold water tap dripping on my arm as I sat in the kitchen sink having a bath. If I'm required to think of linear time, it takes ages for me to work it out, to feel into the space in reference to the question and get the experience or event to travel back along the linear line and stop where it happened. Then there's the spooky thing that happened in the last call. Oh, this was seriously spooky. Carolyn's recording was 2.5 minutes behind ours, behind Carolyn's listening in Portugal was 2.5 minutes behind us talking. So she was listening to our call for 2.5 minutes after the call had actually finished and we'd all left. And I was trying to ring her for 2.5 minutes to have our after class chat. And yet... all of the comments that she was making were in the right time. I think there was one that was that I remember looking at and thinking, that doesn't make sense. Didn't that happen a while ago? But all the others were came in at exactly the right time. So since the internet was 2.5 minutes slow, then Carolyn had to be working 2.5 minutes faster. Like, wow. So, this knee thing that I was talking about, I won't go into that because I'd need to remember the first part of the story for the context. So that's Carolyn's experience of time. So here's the thing. It's all those threads that are making up our individual experience that is making us so different. So Carolyn's lifestyle can do that time thing that way. I wish I could talk to you, Carolyn, and ask if that's a valid thing to say. I don't think my lifestyle would actually do that too well. So I'm experiencing it different. I'm not sure if that's why I'm experiencing it different. Just excuse me one moment. Sue's trying to come into the hay shed and I've got the dogs locked up in there. On seminar, so I can't go out and rescue you. We'll have to do it later. Sorry about that. So Sandra, I'm opening you back up again. So that's three of us, all of whom are doing time differently, doing forwards and backwards in time differently. Do you think that that's because our lifestyles need it differently?
Yeah, I suppose you're not going to get something that's not useful to you.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah.
And yeah. Cool.
It's not like we know. It's not like we know that for a fact, but it's.
Or you wouldn't have to be one person on the call thinking, shivers, I wouldn't be able to cope if I end up with Kara's time. So, yeah, I don't think that's just going to happen.
I don't think I deal with Carolyn's experience of time that well.
Yeah, part of it, I understand it. I understand what she's saying and I understand that space of time, past, present, future all together. However, I don't haven't had to worry about the thing, and I can sort of remember most of the time, unless I'm a goldfish, about the the way events fall. But yeah, so for everyone here, like they've probably all experienced deja vu in some time or whatever in their life, and probably got other experiences of time being not what they what's known to be as time, experiences where it doesn't make sense, but yeah, don't make yourself wrong about it.
We're all going to be in exactly the perfect place for us around time, but I thought we could have a bit of a play with it today. And explore is a better word. Deb, you came into the call first. Let's open you up first. So, what were you looking for from the clinic? We're just going to. I've had this sense that my imagination is the only thing that's limiting what I can do with time. And there's this enormous sense of excitement around that. I've been playing with it in little ways, all week. So I just had this idea of how we might explore people's perception of time. So what was it that you wanted from the clinic?
It was to do with, I was terming career, but it's not really career. It's how do I transition into being more of service than just a career? And with my discussion with Carolyn, I was able to feel more physically connected to myself when we were using a regenerative agriculture analogy. And I've gone, she was describing something, and for me that sounds like regenerative agriculture, which to a degree is already part of my little mix here. But, yeah, so it was to do with career and service in a nutshell. I don't know that they're the right words, though.
Okay, so you have a vision of what you want?
Yes.
Or a feeling of what you want?
a feeling. It's more of a feeling, kind of like the feeling that is triggered by what I currently know of regenerative agriculture and creating the earth healing itself through us doing our stuff to help it rather than trying to control what it does.
Okay. So can you feel forwards in time? Can you feel forwards time when that goal for the clinic has been reached? Just pay gentle attention to your outward breath. Deb's got this tremendous place at her kitchen sink, which vibrates down into the earth, and I'm not sure whether it works that you can stand in that place.
Not really. No, not
because you're probably locked away. You don't have family noises, but yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
But I can imagine myself being there.
Okay. Okay, there you are. You can imagine a time when you were there. And notice what happens in your body. What's happening in your body?
Yeah, it's that electric current.
Fuel.
Bing.
So are you feeling the time? Are you actually feeling yourself in that time where you've got what you wanted from the clinic?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, well.
Sandra says it already exists in the quantum field.
Yeah. And in discussions with Carolyn, we were, in that the first phone call after the group gathering, was describing what was doing here. And she said, well, it sounds like pretty much at least it's well and truly underway. So.
Yeah, it does. So notice everybody.
You know what's funny?
Feeling.
There's a funny echo. On the line, there's a funny echo, which is, it is a funny time thing. I can hear myself echoing.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
So there you go. That's just Did we get an opportunity? Did you get an opportunity to soak that feeling up?
Yes, I did.
Because to me, what I've been playing with over the last few days, this is the ultimate stretching, adding to manifesting. If we can actually feel, the place, if we can feel the time that we've actually achieved it, and in your case, you were just feeling the vibration in your body and all that kind of stuff, then you are bringing it to your fruition.
Yeah. Cool.
Sandra said sometimes looking up and slightly to the right is good to help someone go forwards in time. I don't think I knew that. Okay, Robin, I'm going to open you up next. And don't forget, everybody's experience is going to be different. I'm actually planning on some of you, if I'm kind of surprised that Deb didn't have it as well, I thought all of you would. Some of you are actually going to feel something else in your body when you go to think about it that we've got to work on. That we're going to work on so that you can feel forwards in time at the appropriate time for you, because we're all literally working in the perfect place for us right now. Yeah, that's so important. That's what Sandra was trying to get across when she was saying don't make ourselves wrong for being able to do something or not do something. Okay, Robin, I've got you open.
You have.
So, what you wanted from the clinic... Can you actually feel the time when you've achieved that?
It feels more like times when I've had a similar focus in the past more than the future.
Okay, explain.
Explain what I'm hoping for is more of a sense of direction and knowing what it is I'm wanting to do, and I've certainly had that at times before.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm going to sneeze. Hang on. I do that when I'm doing energy stuff. Especially when it comes out of the blue like that. Okay. So feel into the rightness of this for you or not. Carolyn, I might add, Carolyn came back a while back. Let me just read what she said. For those who are concerned that Carolyn's version of time kind of being off with the fairies is not what they would want. And that's not how it happens for me and not how it happens for Sandra going to work every day, and certainly not the way I do it. And Carolyn says here she was feeling into the why is she feeling it like that? And the thing that popped in was tranquility. I live a very tranquil life, so maybe that has an effect on why I experience time in that way. And that's a good point. I did think it was, I too thought it was a lifestyle that probably had a big impact on that experience. So, Robin, does it feel good to think of feeling forwards in time to when you felt that, when you've got that clarity of direction? When you know exactly what you're here for, exactly what you're doing, or found a comfort zone in uncertainty?
It feels a combination of it feels good and it feels a bit like being on the spot in year 8 French class and not knowing the answer.
Okay. I remember that vividly. French is the only subject I've ever failed in my life.
I got a charity pass.
Oh, they took away my teacher and then wondered why I failed. I was the only person doing French. So they took away the teacher. Anyway. So that feeling that's coming up of being on the spot, just drop into that. Knowing that there's rightness behind the wrongness, that there's a... that there's another thing on the other side of it. The yin and yang of it. That being on the spot stuff's big, isn't it?
It's huge. It's something I've avoided a lot.
Okay. Is there another way to come at this? Have a feel into whether the time is right for you to feel willing about that or not. Are you willing to feel into that and understand it and feel the big picture around it and find the yin and yang of it? And it's you're probably already aware that it's completely okay to not be willing.
No, I don't think I am at the moment.
Okay, so now find the rightness in that unwillingness. Can you find the smiliness around it?
Yeah, that's there.
Super, soak that up. This is such a big deal. Such a big deal, so important. And there's your feeling of expansion around it.
Yeah.
Okay, this is really, really important for everyone. Robin just found her place in her Einstein factor place in the brain just started running because she wasn't willing to look at that big deal. And she felt into the smiliness of being unwilling to look at that stuff about being put on a spot by a teacher. Can you all understand how important that is? I was going to say the authenticity of it. That's not even the right word. It's a willingness to look at the absolute truth of what we're feeling. So it would have been so easy for Robin to go, oh, Jenny wants me to feel willing about this. Let me struggle with it and try and get it. But that wasn't the truth for you, was it, Robin?
Not at this stage, no.
And yet the truth did bring you exactly what you needed, which was that place in your brain running. And man, in that place, all the infinite possibilities open up in front of you.
Yep.
Did your shoulders just drop a weight off them?
My shoulders dropped along with the shoulder blades.
Yep. Yeah, I felt my shoulders go down. I'm just sitting here appreciating the heck out of that. Okay. Sandra has offered to take you through an illumination process going forwards in time. She's done it with the people that she's been mentoring. And what we're going to do is get her to take all of us through as a group, and then we'll tidy up. We'll go in and talk to individuals as we need to. Okay, hang on a second. So, if you get lost in this process as a group, because it's a group, if you feel like you're a little bit lost in it, just relax, because we'll come back in and work with each individual person to make sure that it's all complete. Okay, Sandra, take it away.
Just a look at the wording. So does everyone resonate with, I've just got to think of the words, because it's their goal realised, or is it goals, or what they want come to fruition, or I'm just
like, okay, pause for a second. Have you got headphones on?
No.
Okay, because your voice is a bit echoey, and I'm straining to understand your words, and I would imagine that in Germany it would be pretty hard. How about you grab some headphones and I'll work with one more person?
How's that?
Keep talking.
How's that? Is that better?
Yep, I just muted Lynn. Talk again.
Yeah, how's that?
Oh, much better. Much better.
Yeah. Got a headset and that on now. Okay, Jenny, you might be able to help here. What is, we've just got to get the right wording that's going to resonate for everyone to be where we actually want to end up. So I'm not sure if everyone had peer clinic goals or...
Some of them are really big. Some people's goals are really big. Three of them are literally about just learning more. Charlie's got his unlimited power for one person. Judy's got learning more about healing. Ina's is about, hang on, let me just open up Ina's and double check that I've got the right end of the stick. Ina's is about being able to take this work back to her students. Is that right, Ina's?
Well, yeah.
Well, probably just the desired outcome or the outcome they desire. That might won't actually take that long. But yeah, so I imagine everyone's fairly comfortable here anyway, listening to the call, but just make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. And just feel into your breathing or heartbeat and just go deeper. Because there's an infinite amount of dimensions at any point in time, and the life you want is in one of those dimensions. It already exists in the quantum field. So now, I'll just take another...
Darling, just pause for a second. Slow your words down a little bit.
Okay, yes. Yeah. So now, just take another deep, relaxing breath and turn gently, slightly to your right and feel yourself moving forward and up. Connect with me. There's no beginning. There's no end. Everything is perfect. We're one, and feel yourself moving forward through the illusion of time and space, moving to the future, to the version of yourself where you have your goals and dreams realized. Just go deeper, deeper into your own consciousness and being, and moving up so relaxed, everything's left behind, feeling light and free, moving forward through time and space, intuition and wisdom is getting stronger, feeling calm, connected and loved. And here, you're here as a version of yourself who made the decisions and choices that led to realizing your goals and dreams. Just see yourself there. What are you seeing, feeling, and experiencing? just explore. And you can ask yourself, why is life so good? This might be just a feeling, or you might be seeing stuff. Whatever you get, perfect. Moving back, you're in that space, just sense and see how you got there. Were there obstacles, or things to overcome on this journey? Just sense them. And just move forward with the knowing that you did overcome things, or you got to the place you wanted to. And just soak in that feeling. And this is you, and you can come back and connect any time in this place. So take a deep breath and anchor that feeling and that connection, remembering you can always return. So now, coming back through the illusion of time and space, remembering all the wisdom, awareness, and information gained. Take another deep breath, open your eyes, wide awake.
Okay, I'm going to just check how that went with you, Enid.
I need a specific question.
Okay. Do you... do you feel that there's anything left undone in that little meditation?
No.
Cool. Sandra says she got smiley excitement. I mean, Marilyn says she got smiley excitement. Yeah. Okay. What about you, Robin? Is there anything feel left undone in that?
That just felt very confusing.
Perfect that I asked you then. I'll turn you over to Sandra. I'll turn you over to Sandra to work that out.
I think it's probably more to do with the wording, because before and then we do that, you sort of really work out what wording is going to resonate with that particular person. And there's also, I like to refer to that or where they are on the journey or something at the same time. So, as a group thing, it's quite possibly just confusing,
Okay, Robin. Let's make the confusion right.
As I say, there's something perfect in the confusion. You can always come back, listen to the recording, and then and go through the process again if you want to, and if you don't, that's fine too.
Yep.
So you might want to deal with the confusion. You'll probably have a feeling exactly where it is.
Yeah. Can you feel it in a particular place in your body, Robin?
Across the top of, top of my chest, sort of between my shoulders.
Yep. Okay. Just feel into that, knowing that not everything you feel is yours. Just being open to the idea that not everything you feel is yours. Hang on, I'm going to close Sandra down. She's got a lot of background noise going on. Knowing that as in the past, we haven't enjoyed confusion. I haven't enjoyed confusion. I've probably even been punished for it when I was younger, and I just had a blinding flash of the bleeding obvious. I've certainly had horses who were punished for confusion.
Yeah, I've been on both ends of that deal with my horses, unfortunately.
Yeah, me too. Me too. They're just glad I'm in a different place these days. So being open to the idea of the rightness behind the wrongness of that feeling of confusion. So what's the word for you? Is it openness or curiosity or willingness?
Open mostly.
Yeah. So can you feel the openness?
Yeah.
Around understanding the confusion. There you go. And now the energy is roaring down. It's like roaring into your seat bones and down into the earth.
Yep.
It's interesting how many things we make, we resist because we make them wrong. This is a gorgeous example. Confusion, you know? Yeah, I don't like being confused either because that's been made wrong in the past.
Yeah.
And yet, what actually makes us reach for real knowledge? It's not knowing.
Exactly. If you think you know the answer, you don't go looking for one, do you?
Yeah. Yeah. So confusion has this wondrous kind of wow feeling about it. Like, all the infinite possibilities in confusion. I just had a vision of a great, beautiful flower opening. Robin, do you feel on the spot anymore?
Less so.
Sorry, I didn't quite hear what you said.
I said less so. I've got to get my flipping brain out of the way.
Yeah, because this is what I keep talking about, how benign the universe is. Because earlier on, you didn't want to feel into that feeling. You weren't willing to feel into that feeling of being put on the spot by the teacher.
Yep.
And then the universe, you found the energy about the unwillingness, and then, like, 10 minutes later, there you are, you just got it. The confusion thing is the reason that you didn't want to be on the spot by the teacher. It's at least part of the story.
True.
So isn't it gorgeous how I'm just, my heart is just filled with gratitude for the way the universe just brings it to us differently when we're plugged into the truth. Well, it brings us to it differently, brings it to us differently, even if we're not plugged into the truth. But in this case, it only took 10 minutes to bring it to you differently.
Well, that's a good way of changing time, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to open Enid's again. Oh, this is such a beautiful topic, Enid. Is there anything that, you know, like Robin's confusion thing, is there anything that you've been making wrong that kind of jumps up into your mind when you think, when we were talking about the confusion?
Confusion generally or related to the time thing that we're doing?
Oh, either.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course, first, confusion is always the source of anxiousness, anger, or all those emotions that are contraproductive to a happy, healthy life.
Yeah. So what if confusion was really a gift from the universe before the knowledge just kind of opens up?
Totally agree.
Okay, so can you feel the time when the confusion... Hang on, no, that's not going to work because you're not actually feeling confused at the moment. I was just thinking.
The thing is that usually, I'm sorry to just jump in, but maybe this helps to clear something. I am using this time jumping ahead. Yeah, maybe that fits very good. Okay, maybe it's not a confusion, but it can happen that I have the strongest feel of something dangerous is coming up. It doesn't happen very often, but let's say I'm wanting to go, let's make it a little thing. I'm wanting to go to visit my parents. There are two options to drive my car, either down the motorway or go over the land, like we say, like little streets. And when I look forward to the motorway, see if that feels good or the other one. And then I choose the one that it feels good and see my drive in safety in that on that route. Yeah, okay. So I think that is something that might fit.
Yes. Yeah, you're doing it already.
And then I can lean back and then I can be happy and I feel safe and everything is good.
You're doing it already, Enid.
I am.
Do you know, I have a Croatian friend, a very elderly Croatian friend, who is the worst driver in the world. I went somewhere with her on a windy mountain road and I was literally thinking of jumping out of the car. Her driving was so dangerous. And she would wander on the wrong side of the road. She would stop in the middle of the road on a corner. It was like, oh my God, it was just terrible. And I can't understand how she's 70 something years old and she's never had an accident in her life and she's been driving like this all her life. And her daughter said to me, because I said to her daughter, oh my God, you know, you're going to have to think about, you know, whether she gets to keep her license. My God, she's dangerous. And Julie was saying, yeah, you know, but she prays every time she gets in the car. She prays for a safe journey.
Well, it helps.
So what she's actually doing is kind of what you're talking about with the motorway. Every time that lady gets in a car, she literally manifests a safe journey.
Yep.
She has the utmost confidence in her connection to God. It's worked for 75 years, kept her safe for 75 years. She knows she's safe and she gets beeped at and people stick their fingers up at her.
Yeah, well, you know what?
It's an accident. And this is even in the city. Even in the city, wandering lanes with no indicators. She never has an accident.
But I think that it is no problem whatsoever to visualize and to manifest a safe journey. But the confidence, to have that confidence in it that really works, that is a different story.
Yes. And that's the thing. That we need to kind of, if we haven't got that confidence that it works, that's the piece that we have to clean up. That's the piece where we have to look at the truth and go, okay, that's what I want. I want a safe journey, but you know, this actually doesn't feel as good as it should do. Why not? And that's. When we feel into the fear or the anxiety and figure out what it's really about.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. I love that you're already doing stuff and differently. Okay. Charlie, I'm opening you up. Have I opened you up? What have I do to him? I've dropped him. Or he dropped him, one of the two. Okay, I'm opening up you, Judy. How was that experience for you?
It was really enlightening, actually. We've had our discussion about the purpose of joining this activity, and I was trying to work out why I was driven, absolutely driven to be a part of it. And I actually realised whilst you were talking about this and the future, seeing the future ahead of time. So, and my purpose I feel now is that it's to enhance my life purpose, which is to organise the Earth Healing Meditation all over the world. What helped me understand that is the if I, you know, this is just a little story to explain. So last night I wasn't able to sleep very well. And I, whenever I, if I'm feeling unwell, I transfer, I take energy in through the top of my head and then out through my feet and into Mother Earth. And for the first time, whenever I always ask consent to do that, right? And for the first time, there was a delay in getting that consent. And I okay, Mother Earth is not coping terribly well at the moment with whatever.
And then she gave us earthquakes all over the world today.
Well, exactly. But so it was like 4 o'clock last night. And yesterday, and there was a delay in response getting back to me, and so my life purpose is to organise the earth healing meditation all over the world, and help with the however it's perceived, enlightenment or whatever of earth and or of people, and so I'm just sitting here thinking, Jesus, it's egotistical to think that I'm a part of that, but hell, that's the truth of it.
Yeah,
so,
and even as you were talking,
out of that?
There was
hell yes.
Yeah, even as you were talking, it felt very expansive.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just Ina's in Germany, Ina's and Carolyn in Germany and Portugal. You might not have heard,
yes,
but we had our biggest earthquake probably ever here in Victoria today. Gosh, it was the house just shook and shook and shook and jumped and jumped and jumped and shook and shook and shook.
Mm.
And in Melbourne, there's great big cracks down the roads and a couple of buildings have collapsed. And yes, so they felt it from Melbourne to Sydney, which is a bloody long way to feel an earthquake.
And down to Launceston as well.
Oh, they felt it in Tasmania.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that. So when you felt that delay in the permission from Mother Earth, it might be because she had other things on her mind.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. That is exactly right.
Yeah. Wow.
That's very powerful.
Yeah. Lovely. So you're feeling complete now? You're feeling...
That, yep, when I realised that the purpose of this, of my being a part of this, yes, that did indeed feel complete. It was a
wonderful
relief, actually.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, Lynn, I'm about to open you up, sunshine. When the board sits still for long enough.
Ooh. Hello.
Okay. I know you missed the first little bit because if you've got clients running just a little bit later, that makes 6 o'clock a bit of a hard start for you. But
yeah.
I know you were there for the full meditations, for the full time meditation. So how did that feel?
Honestly, thank you so much, Sandy. It was, it's the most relaxed and chilled I have felt in ages. I dropped straight into it, if that's the right word, and I still feel, I don't know, just like all around that heart, chest area is really expansive and... So aside from like what I saw, like just the feeling around it is it's really beautiful. So that just being able to do that quickly was really cool, or is really cool. But yeah, it was interesting because I nearly put my hand up before, except to say that my goal is not specific. It kind of was, but now I feel like it's broader and bigger and I have to let it find
you're one
it,
of
sorry.
Those. Yeah,
okay.
You're one of those ones who is just just expanding into new learning, aren't you?
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, but I had a really beautiful vision, which I'll just go back a step and say, I think it was Ines was saying about, you know, visualizing where you want to go. So I will often, if I'm running late and I need to be somewhere, I'll go, okay, or if I've lost something, I'll visualize, like, say I'm running late, okay, I visualize exactly where I've got to be, and I visualize myself, like, getting out of the car or walking through the door or being in the space. Or if I feel like I might have lost something, I'll visualize myself actually having it. Like, I actually, it's not when I've lost. I worry that sometimes I'll forget something. I go, oh, I mustn't forget this. So I actually put a picture in my head of me being at the place I have to go to with the thing that I'm worried about forgetting. And once I've got that picture in my head, then I go, it's okay, I've seen it, I'm there, I've got it. So so I actually have that. So I was thinking it, so that's, so I'm saying two things. So that happens a lot for me. And I was thinking when we were doing the meditation, how can I apply that to my future when I don't really know what my goal is, but what I got, which makes me incredibly happy, even though it's still not specific, is I had a picture of me being all kind of free, almost like arms up high above my head and twirling around, being just really happy, like with flowy clothes.
Holy shit, that was exactly the vision I got.
Oh, you're kidding. Well,
yeah, in a great big beautiful green field, twirling around with my arms up in the air.
Wow. Well, then I got, which was even. Then I got, you know, it was like, hey, you if you're imagining, are there any bumps? What would the bumps be like? And all I could imagine was, like, I was imagining me as a little girl on the road with little tiny bumps on my push bike, and I go over the bump, and when I go over the bump, my legs would go up in the air, my hair would flow back, and I'd be really happy. So it was like joyous to go over the bumps, and they weren't big ones. So I still don't know what I'm going to look like when I get to my goal, but I have a feeling that the journey is going to be as fun as the destination, and it's all going to be really good. So I'm just about in tears saying thank you, because that's pretty special. And it also means now, oh, I'm going to get teary saying this, I didn't think I could visualize something that I didn't have as such a specific goal, but now I see that it doesn't matter, because the happiness for when I'm there is really the core of everything for me. So,
yeah.
Thank you. Now, I'm really enjoying it.
Now that nails it, Lynn, the happiness of being there and then the joy of the journey.
Yeah.
Just soak this up. Just soak this up. Yum. You can actually feel that time, can't you, Lynn?
Yeah, I can. And this is going to sound weird, but it's kind of funny. And I was having a giggle to myself because I imagine myself in flowy clothes and my arms up in the air. And I can imagine a lot of people around me. I had this vision of, like, I can have lots of people around me, but whenever I want space, it's there. It's super easy to have space, but it's also lots of people. And then I got this little giggle. It's like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to be a guru with all these followers. And I'm not. I'm sure I'm not. But it was just like, push that aside, because it's like, no, we don't want that. But just the hands up in the air and the flowy clothes just made me think of that, you know, the heads of the funny hippie communes. And so it's probably the flower power kind of mood of it that made me think of it. But, yeah, it feels really nice. There's a lot of people around me in that space. and all good and happy, so I don't exactly know what that means, but I feel a bit like I'm a teacher. But I don't know whether I'm an identified teacher or whether it's a thing that's just happening incidentally to me being around people. Does that make sense?
I'm gonna open. Deb's got a hand up, and I'm thinking it's to actually join in with what we're talking about here, what you're talking about here. I've just opened you up, Deb.
No, it's telling me it's still mute. Okay. It was really, Lynn, just to say that the word guru from the yogic teachings that I have been part of is that one who brings light to the dark.
Oh, that's light.
So, where you just say, oh, you're a guru kind of thing. You know, oh, there could be an element of truth in that in terms of if you're talking about the teaching and that kind of thing. Yeah.
Doesn't that resonate, Lynn?
Yeah, I'm not into the idea of what's the word? Like, you see gurus in a not a nice light, and I kind of don't like the word. It has a lot of not nice connotations, but the way you're saying it, Deb, is nice. that's good to know that can be a positive thing. So
That came from the Sanskrit. Well, my understanding of what the Sanskrit word of guru is. So it is, the G-U is bringing light, and I think the R-U is the dark, or it could be the other way around. I could be a bit confused by that, but it's a Sanskrit word. So if we go back to the original meaning, is that it's far more powerful than what we have managed to layer it over time with people who have behaved badly out of an egotistical way of coming at it, rather than it being for the good of the whole. So I just felt that was important to say.
Yeah, thank you. That actually really resonates massively, because the word guru was there, but I deliberately pushed it aside because I'm like, no, I don't really want to be one of those. But the way you explain it makes it sound really beautiful, and without the ego, that is. That I could cope with. Thanks.
So Jan's not able to be on the call with us tonight, but she had a vision, and it sounds very much like she was, it doesn't just sound like it, it feels like she accessed the Akashic Records. And I'm, that's not something I've had an awful lot to do with, but there, she had the vision of a library and the books, and all time, the records of all time. And, the words she got were, let me just try and remember them. This clinic is bigger than any of us ever realized. There was a word she used, and I forget what it was. And the interesting thing was, she didn't know the words either. The voice came to her with these words, that what we're doing here is bigger than we ever realized, ever. Anyway, so there you are, Lynn, bringing light to the dark. Okay, Charlie, let's see if I can open you this time.
Yes, I'm here.
How was that? How was that little foray forward in time for you? Could you feel?
When I think
could you feel
to
that
feel
you
my goal.
Reached your goal? Yep.
Yeah.
So could you feel the time that you'd reached your goal?
Feels amazing.
Wow, I'm just feeling a little taste of that now as you're thinking about it. So what's actually happening across your cheekbones, in your face, kind of across your cheekbones?
I'm smiling, but there's a tightness there.
So just pay gentle attention to the tightness. Being open to the idea that it might not be all yours. Being open to the idea that it might even be beautiful. This could be a... Well, the interesting thing is it's always beautiful. Either beautiful relief or beautiful expansion. Yeah, so you just found that willingness to understand that tightness, didn't you?
Yeah.
And it's like my backside is just so deep in the chair, it's almost out the other side of the chair and sitting in the earth. So the interesting thing is, tell us if the answer comes up, but the answer doesn't have to come up straight away as to what that tension is, but it is going to come up. When you find that willingness place, it either completely lets go because there's two types of stuff that we've buried in our bodies. There's the stuff we've buried in our bodies that doesn't matter anymore. We don't have to understand it anymore. The whole reason, you know, for the original inner guidance that we experienced has gone, and all it takes is tuning into it for, you know, to click your fingers and it's just vanished. And sometimes with old stuff, there is still something to know or do still. So sometimes when you tune into something, it just goes and that's it. You know, you don't even have to worry about it again. And sometimes the answer will float in straight away. I'm saying this mostly for Judy because this is less familiar to her. And sometimes the answer comes in straight away and sometimes it comes up over the next little while. So what does it feel like now?
It's still there.
Yeah. And it's a very interesting feeling, isn't it?
Don't think I've ever felt like this.
Just sit with it. Keeping in mind that you've just gone forwards in time. You felt the time when you'd reached your goal of bringing unlimited power to one person. And now you've come back into now. And on the way back, you understood all your speed bumps, you know, all your little bumps on the way. after we've finished holding space, I'll tell you what some of these visions I'm getting. Of course you're going to feel different. You just reached a goal. Of course you're going to feel different.
I think it's tightness because there's so much of the smile there that my face can't smile that big.
Well, that's interesting because the vision I had was kind of like, you know, when somebody punches two hands up in the air and is kind of like jumping up in the air going, yes! I had that. You know, it was kind of like having to let off all that pent-up energy, like. And then you come up with that. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So, can everyone feel how... what you can do with this is only limited by your imagination. Charlie, you could actually take yourself forward in time to the... Well, I'm not even going to tell you. Just start applying your imagination. All of us.
Okay.
Have fun exploring this. And everybody's going to want to do different things. Everybody's going to want to do different things with it. And that's perfect. Carolyn said something a bit ago. I think it was for you, Judy. Let me just open you up for a second. Judy, you felt your heart chakra opening, didn't you? Like your heart was doing a big expansion thing?
Yes, I have felt that, yes.
Yeah, Carolyn said... is your expanded heart feel your way of going into the future? So just keep your eye on that.
Hmm. Yeah, okay.
Can you feel... I like that. Even as, yeah, I was just going to say, yeah. Can you feel, even as you feel into those words, you can feel the warmth of your heart chakra, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The belief around the reason of the completion of the heart chakra is, the way I think about it is in relation to forgiveness and love and what can I say? I'm happy to go forward in life with that. So, yeah, happy to approach life with that view.
Yeah. Feels good.
It does. It does.
Mm. Okay. So how I'd like to finish this up is just to say stay in touch over the next few days and tell us, tell your mentors, email me, whatever, about the kind of things that you're exploring around time. And keep in mind that your key to success is the truth stuff that Robin was experiencing earlier. You know, being really clear with herself that she wasn't willing. Really making a commitment to yourself for the truth of what is. Because you'll never go wrong with that commitment. Hang on one second, Deb. You dropped off the bottom of the board and came further up. Had I actually talked to you about what you experienced in that meditation?
No, but the reason why I fell down to the bottom was that the tablet went to sleep and then I couldn't get back in, so I had to disconnect okay. from the tablet and then come back in again. So that's how I moved.
Cool. So are you feeling complete after that meditation?
There's another level of understanding, certainly, for the backwards and forwards thing, yes. Am I feeling complete? Not so sure about complete, but certainly, yeah,
no,
okay with
no,
it.
No, I was just feeling that too. So just drop into making that right. Look for the rightness in that. Can you find your feeling of willingness around not feeling complete?
Yeah,
there's the energy running in it. My gosh, you've got a strong connection to the earth.
Yeah, it was interesting during the tremor today was that the dogs are going bananas, and I just said, all right, took them out, went and stood outside and just really did that whole thing of connecting through my crown chakra and then taking the, it sounds a bit wacky, but taking cosmic stuff and then just channeling it through me down into, through my feet. And it was this phenomenal sense of calm through that.
That's just freaking perfect.
Yeah. So there was no fear. Like usually in the past it's been fearful, it's been blah, blah, blah. But there was nothing. There was nothing I could find that was tense or fearful or anything else. It was just this oof.
Yeah, I had some similarity in experience. I actually found myself in the heart of the paradox, in the Einstein factor place. And I took myself down to the herd. I was standing at the doorway and the dogs were okay. And I took myself down to the herd of horses just in my energy because they were way down the back.
So I had to spend quite a bit of time with one of mine because she was just so so scatty. So I just spent, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes with her to the point where she wouldn't even let me touch her. And then I just stood there. And then after a while she started the chewing and licking kind of like thing, and then connected her to that level of safety within her.
Oh, wonderful. Wow, that's gorgeous.
Yeah,
it was interesting, but afterwards I was excited. I wasn't scared while it was happening, and afterwards I was excited. I could feel Mother Earth. I could feel her really clearly, you know, when I went into that energy space. Gosh, I could feel her presence. So big. Yeah.
Cool.
And it was you that was saying that the tremors were actually happening all over the world.
Yeah, so in Chile, somewhere in Chile was the largest. So Australia was 5.9, Chile was 6.4, and then there were anywhere from 2.8 up to about 4, like rolling around. There was New Zealand, there was Indonesia, Hawaii, Alaska, all of those places. And I've sent you the screen captures that the friend sent me that said the times that the tremors were felt and the scale at which they were felt. So, yeah. It'll be there waiting for you when you check your phone next.
Oh, cool. She feels like she's in the right place, the Earth does. As crazy as our government likes to behave around her. Okay, Carolyn had a message for Inez. That feeling into the future about which route to take was the Einstein factor, finding the heart of the paradox. But I think you already knew that, didn't you, Inez?
Yeah, but actually I tried a little bit of that with another technique that I know, but I think I got an insight on why does it work on some and not on everybody. And I'm excited to try out if I add this component, if it helps my students better.
Yep.
I will report back on that.
Super. And we'll look forward to hearing about it. Okay. Love you all to bits. I've just opened you all back up again. Has anybody got a question before we finish up? Have fun exploring this. Apply it to all kinds of weird and wonderful things. Have fun with it. Okay. Love you all. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key.